Good morning, guys. I am. It's a Monday morning. I'm Toki subbing for DJ Nina. It's 48 degrees in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm in the studio right now with Ava Chickering. It's a long weekend. I hope everyone is having a good morning and had a good weekend. Today, my show will just be about interludes and monologues and stuff, and like music that could be interludes. I think Ava and I were talking about it a few days ago, and she sort of said that it is very difficult to judge what like fits under the criteria of like what could be an interlude, and we thought that was very interesting, and so we put together a show of just interludes. So, first up, we have Uncle Jazz by Men I Trust from the album Uncle Jazz. And after that, we have Georgia by Marauder from our favorite by Daft Punk from our favorite album Random Access Memories. And stay tuned to see what's next. If you're just waking up, get a cup of coffee, sit back, And yeah, enjoy the show. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM.
You're listening to Oncle Jazz.
When I was 15, 16, when I really started to play guitar, I definitely wanted to become a musician. It was almost impossible because the dream was so big that I didn't see any chance, because I was living in a little town, was studying. And when I finally broke away from school and became a musician, I thought, well, now I may have a little bit of a chance. Because all I really wanted to do is music, and not only play music, but compose music. At that time in Germany, in 69, 70, they had already discotheques. So I would take my car, would go to a discotheque, sing maybe 30 minutes. I think I had about 7-8 songs. I would partially sleep in the car because I didn't want to drive home. And that helped me for about almost 2 years to survive in the beginning. I wanted to do an album with the sounds of the 50s, the sounds of the 60s, of the 70s, and then have a sound of the future. And I said, wait a second, I know the synthesizer. Why don't I use the synthesizer, which is the sound of the future? And I didn't have any idea what to do, but I knew I needed a click. So we put a click on the 24 track, which then was synced to the Moog modular. I knew that could be a sound of the future, but I didn't realize how much the impact would be. My name is Giovanni Giorgio, but everybody calls me Giorgio. Thank you. free your mind about a concept of harmony and of music being correct, you can do whatever you want. So nobody told me what to do, and there was no preconception of what to do.
sont touchés et que t'as perdu le vent. Is this another banana now?
1, 2, 3.
Hello, the last one was Intro by Alt J from the album An Awesome Wave. Up next is interludes from an album that I have been hooked on for the last year, and it's by FKA Twigs of all people, and the album is obviously Capri Songs. We have two interludes, and I think I really like this album and the way it is put together, and its sequencing is that it is almost like a mixtape. It could be an album, but like in this era, she just uploaded a mixtape on Spotify. So, let's go.
Hey there, sweetie. I was just taking a look at your chart, and goodness. You are experiencing the most powerful transit right now. We have the full moon today at 24 degrees of Capricorn. We have Pluto, the main planet of transformation.
And how delightful. You were born on a new moon. That gives you such an optimistic energy. You believe anything can happen. The world is your oyster. The symbol of the new moon is the seed. Star seeds come through the galactic center to evolve humanity.
Sajimu, Pisces. Capri Sun.
Oh, No, I was just telling that I got this girl before, and I was together since 3 years, and I was not even cheating her or what, and Facebook arrived, and she wanted me to accept her on Facebook, and I don't want it because I was like in front of her, and she told me like accept me on Facebook. It was virtual, means no sense. So I said I'm in front of you. I don't need to accept you on Facebook. She started to be crazy. She thought that because I didn't accept her, she thought I was cheating. She told me like it's over. I can't believe you. I said, come on, you're crazy. I'm in front of you, I'm every day here in your house, but it means like it's jealousy, pure jealousy, for nothing, you know, virtual thing.
Toki and I, this is Ava, by the way. Toki and I love that interlude. We talked about it a lot in our intro to sound class, which is like how we met each other. Frank Ocean, of course, album of probably century, decade, let's say decade, album of the decade, very much representative of our generation. And okay, I liked how Toki, I don't know what the song before that was, but like the interlude before that rather.
Yeah, it was from the new Steve Lacy album. It's called Together by Steve Lacy.
Okay. But it you couldn't tell that one was over before Facebook story started, because interludes are so like weird like that. They just have like the, I don't know, like you don't know, like it's weird connecting them all because you don't know where they end or start, because they're supposed to like lead into things like very softly. So like it just feels like you're like leading into the next thing, into the next thing, into the next thing. It's like really smooth, but also like, they're also kind of jerky, because I feel like you have to be, like, if you're, like, sampling stuff, you gotta, like, I don't know, it just, like, feels weird, but also it just, like, is so cohesive. So I'm really liking the, like, interludes all at the same time.
Yeah. Okay, next up is my favorite producer right now. He's a guy from London, and he's called Fred Again, who is in New York right now, playing at the Madison Square Garden. It's from his first album called Actual Life, and I really like this album, and I think this fits into the criteria of what we were trying to put together in our playlist, is that which it's because he takes samples from, he goes to live poetry sessions and takes samples and records samples, sound bites on his phones from social media, and just collects sound bites and puts them into his music, and they are almost like interludes and just sounds actually from his life, which is why the album is called Actual Life. But yeah, let's head into Fred Again.
These guys are giving me life. I want you to see me, Fred. I'm here.
Yeah, so it's a Tuesday at 10 p.m. and this is one of the best days of my life. Guy, what's he gonna say?
We gonna make it through. In this smoking chaos, our shoulder blades kissed. I found you. I found you. I found you. I found you beautiful. I found you exploding. I found you. I found you. I found you. I found you beautiful. I found you exploding. I found you. I found you beautiful. I found you exploding. I found you in this smoking chaos. Our shoulder blades kissed.
Now we have a PSA. It's about dried fruit because yesterday we went to the grocer in Davis and Toki got mango bars for us to have from, what is it, prawn? Prawn? Okay, so now here's our PSA. Dried fruit. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
college students have gone to college and gotten hooked on drugs, marijuana, and alcohol. Listen, stop trying to be somebody else. Don't try to be someone else. Be yourself and know that that's good enough. Don't try to be someone else. Don't try to be like someone else. Don't try to act like someone else. Be yourself. Be secure with yourself. Rely and trust upon your own decisions, on your own beliefs. You understand the things that I've taught you. Not to drink alcohol, not to use drugs. Don't use that cocaine or marijuana because that stuff is highly addictive. When people become weed heads, they become sluggish, lazy, stupid, and unconcerned. Sluggish, lazy, stupid, and unconcerned. That's all marijuana does to you. Okay? This is mom, unless you're taking it under doctor's control, then it's regulated. Do not smoke marijuana. Do not consume alcohol. Do not get in the car with someone who is inebriated. This is mom. Call me. Bye.
I'll be honest, I wasn't devastated, but you could have held my hand through this, baby. Let my mind run underneath one chest. I run my hands through upstairs, but we're getting older. Baby, don't have much longer, baby. Why am I preaching to this choir, to this atheist? Just like my versions of these belong to you. After a while, we'll be right back.
Alright, next up is I've queued a bunch of interlude from Solange from the album When I Get Home. I think Ava would like to talk about Solange in particular.
Okay, I love this album. I don't, like, I mean, okay, there are so many reasons why you should love this album, but her use of interludes are just, like, so, so perfect, and it, like, really feels like she's, I don't know, like, saying something. Like, I remember when this album came out, it was, like, very much, like, a stylistic, like, it felt like more than an album. It was also a visual album, which is like a really good film that was on Criterion, because Toki and I are like pretentious about films, but like it was gorgeous. Like the fashion was gorgeous. I don't know, yeah, Solange is the better Knowles. That's all I'm gonna say.
They got the mic. Don't hold. Please, can I hold the mic? You can't. I would like to say you that. Can't hold the mic, okay. Bitch. I would like to say that.
Of sex. Now we deal with the freaking, but that's in volume two. First, I'm trying to get the woman to understand the dynamic power and the spiritual energy. Do you realize how magnificent you are? The God that created you is a divine architect that created the moon, the sun, the stars, Jupiter, Mars, Pluto, Venus. We are not only sexual beings, we are the walking embodiment of God consciousness.
If it's possible, to place you in my brain, to let you roam around in and out my thought waves, you would never have to ask, why do you love me?
Not screwed. And if those stars is lining up, my adversaries.
Just an ordinary high school girl. Do you remember what we promised? We're not going to lose anyone else close to us again. We swore that we would always be there for each other. No matter what happens, though, I promise that I'll protect you.
If you were a boy, I might actually have fallen for you if you weren't careful.
Come on. Well, maybe I'm the one who should have a crush on you.
Both perhaps present and time future. And time future contained in time past. If all time is eternally present, all time is unredeemable. What might have been is an abstraction. Remaining a perpetual possibility only in a world of speculation. What might have been and what has been point to one end, which is always present. Footfalls echo in the memory down the passage which we did not take, towards the door we never opened, into the rose garden.
All right, I have one more